Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Sand, surf, and social seclusion. Welcome to your Memorial Day weekend.
Back to the beach, New York, with some limits.
50% capacity.
I'm Sean Adams at Playland Beach in Rye.
But Joe Connolly will tell us why some fleeing the city might be back.
Having Memorial Day weekend fun with social distancing.
Feels a nostalgic feel from a drive-in movie.
I'm Marla Diamond.
Joe Biden goes on Stephen Colbert and gets a loaded question.
Will you appoint people from both sides of the aisle? Because there are so many Republicans who want desperately to work hard to restore this country.
We'll hear his answer. And you won't like the answer to the question, now that we know pets can get COVID, what if you get sick?
You should restrict contact with your pets and with other animals, just like you would around other people.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Morning. Welcome to Friday, the 22nd day of May. Yeah, we kick off the holiday weekend, the unofficial start to summer. There are 29 days until the actual summer solstice, and it will be a summer like no other, as we are learning this morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. Well, city dwellers have only limited options in the big masked apple. Because from what Sean Adams is seeing this morning, it looks like Westchester has joined Long Island in keeping the town beaches local only. Sean joins us live from Rye. Sean, good morning. What's the story?
Well, the story is this. New York beaches back in business, but there are some differences region to region. So here they are. In Rye this morning, large sign at Playland Beach. It's warning people, bring a mask and bring an ID. County beaches, county residents only. Now, New York State is going to open 16 ocean and lake beaches. Swimming will be allowed where there are lifeguards. 50% capacity, so you might want to get there early. Bring a mask, keep your distance, no group activities, no concessions, picnic areas, and playgrounds off limits. Now, in New York City, you will be allowed to go to the beach after all. A change there, but no swimming, only surfing allowed. Brooklyn South Commander Chief Brian Conroy is asking everyone to cooperate and be coronavirus smart.
We've been here together through this entire pandemic, and we're going to continue that to make this a safe weekend for everybody.
So a plea for unity there. Everybody do your part. Wayne?
Sean, what are you hearing about enforcement?
Well, enforcement, this is interesting. So Governor Cuomo says New York State will enforce social distancing at its beaches. In New York City, police, they're going to be backed up. They're going to get a lot of help here. Park officers will be out there, school safety agents. Now, they're going to make sure people stay ankle deep in at the water's edge and don't go in. The big concern here is safety. They don't want people swimming. But we're being told they're not going to enforce social distancing. It sounds like it's going to be perhaps the honor system. Following criticism of some arrests, people who refuse to cover their faces in public or keep their distance, people who resisted arrest. Some of those the videos caused quite a stir, so it seems police are going to enforce the law, yes, and keep the peace. But when it comes to social distancing, it sounds like you'll just get a friendly reminder.
Down the shore, Governor Murphy has a different take on allowing people on the beach. We'll hear about that in a moment. Thank you, Sean. Meantime, Manhattanite Marla Diamond is here now with a report on things to do this weekend while still social distancing. And Marla, you found people turning these lemons into lemonade.
Indeed. At the Bel Air Diner in Astoria, they'll be showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show Sunday and The Greatest Showman Monday in the parking lot with the help of Nick Matera, who has turned his events planning business into Long Island movie nights.
And now you've got requests from restaurants from all over.
Gotten calls from up in Niagara Falls, Virginia, California. People want us to come. It's fun, too. Feel the nostalgic feel of a drive-in movie.
If you just want to hang out but still avoid crowds, Domino Park in Brooklyn can help you do that safely on their AstroTurf lawn, says director Michael Lamparello.
We started last weekend, and we painted about 30 circles. Each circle is 8 feet in diameter and 6 feet apart.
And on Monday, the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum will hold its Memorial Day wreath-laying ceremony. It's part of a larger commemoration that can be viewed online. Wayne?
Rocky Horror is back. Let's do the Time Warp. Thank you, Marla Diamond. Yeah. Maybe playing clips from the movie Groundhog Day would be a more appropriate thing to do as we drag on with this story. Although we are finally feeling like we're emerging from it. Joe Connolly is here now with one of the Morning Money stories. Apparently, Joe, you're thinking that people will be coming back to Manhattan.
Enough about the suburbs for today, Wayne. Bloomberg columnist Lionel Lawrence says suburbia is not utopia either. Many, including younger people starting out, prefer face-to-face training, networking, and socializing to brainstorming on Slack. The typical city resident lives near almost three times as many jobs as a typical suburbanite, and those jobs pay better, too. Average pay in urban areas is 45% higher than in lower-density suburbs. The next reinvention of cities, experts say, will be about making cities less dense and more livable, with more cycling and fewer cars. The suburbs could become less green and less convenient. But this column, which I'll post immediately on Twitter, does say, if 1960s New York had been like the last few months have been, Bob Dylan might have stayed in Minnesota.
Joe, you find the best stuff. You always do. Thank you. Market futures are lower this morning. Dow futures down 160 points. Macy's will reopen its nine Connecticut stores today at a time Macy's braces for losses as high as $1 billion as a result of this pandemic. We'll find out this morning at a Georgia news conference why a third man has been arrested yesterday in the shooting death of a black jogger, Ahmaud Arbery. A father and son were the first two arrests, and now the man who filmed them in the shooting, from his vehicle, has been arrested for murder and false imprisonment. William Roddy Bryan says he had nothing to do with the shooting, and soon we'll hear from investigators as to why they don't believe him. Lawmakers in Washington are considering another COVID-19 stimulus. Here's what Mitch McConnell, the Senate leader, told Fox.
We're not quite ready to intelligently lay down the next step, but it's not too far off. Let me tell you what it won't be. It won't be a $3 trillion left-wing wish list that passed the House.
Joe Biden says if he's elected, he'd appropriate $25 billion from Congress to scale up manufacturing so that there's no delay once a vaccine is found. And Joe Biden appeared virtually on last night's CBS Late Show and answered this question from Stephen Colbert.
Will you appoint people from both sides of the aisle? Because there are so many Republicans who want desperately to work hard to restore this country.
Yes. Absolutely. Look, this isn't a partisan issue. I know it sounds, it's almost trite to say it. There's nothing partisan about this. And there are a lot of Republicans and a lot of Republican docs and scientists as well that know what has to be done.
Matt Lauer posed for photographers and displayed a new tattoo on his forearm that, quote, Senator Alan Simpson, quote, hatred corrodes the container it's carried in.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, your weather day ahead and the weather weekend ahead, too. Good morning, Craig Allen.
Good morning. It starts off with some sunshine. As you said, it's brightening up nicely, but it will become partly to mostly cloudy today, and by the end of the day, a shower or two is quite possible. Highs near 70, 60s along the shoreline. Showers in the area for tonight and Saturday. Saturday is probably the worst of the 3 days here. It's not a steady rain, but showery weather anytime. 65 to 70 tomorrow. Sunday, some improvement. Morning clouds, then at least partly sunny in the afternoon, 65 to 70. And Memorial Day, again, partly sunny and a high near 70. Right now, 55 for the city, and the humidity is 77% with a light northeasterly breeze.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Friday, May 22nd, New York State Senator Jessica Ramos says it's not enough to say the state doesn't have money, we have to find it. She and two colleagues from the city are urging the passage of legal marijuana. They say now is the time. If you're ordering pizza, and by the way, there was no intended transition from that to this, but if you're ordering pizza, and you see Pasquale's Pizza and Wings on Grubhub, you should know that people who order from Pasquale's, thinking that they are supporting a local restaurant based on its name, may or may not realize they are actually eating a real, authentic Chuck E. Cheese pizza. Pizza made in the kitchens of select Chuck E. Cheese locations are sold under the name Pasquale's Pizza and Wings on Grubhub. That allows Chuck E. Cheese to generate revenue while remaining closed, technically. Sarah Emerson writes in her story on 1-0 that, in her opinion, Chuck E. Cheese pizza should be scarfed down near a ball pit while an anthropomorphic mouse sings happy birthday to a screaming child. For many, those are the precious, precious memories. I can still picture my kids. Yeah, you know, they either love it or they hate it going to Chuck E. Cheese. Brad Heller's here. Morning, Brad.
Good morning, Wayne. You know, we do have some movement in the baseball negotiations. The Players Union has officially responded to the league's health and safety guidelines. Thoughts on the frequency of testing, the protocols for positive tests, also protection for high-risk players and families, questions about access to therapy pregame and postgame, and sanitization protocols. Now, this was expected, with the proposal being 67 pages long. One of the precautions the players will be asked to take during the season: no Uber rides to or from the ballpark. And that got me thinking, if that was in effect last year, there's no way for Rajay Davis to get from a minor league park in the middle of Pennsylvania all the way to Citi Field, because it was on this day last year that he made that trip in an Uber. He showed up in the third inning and ended up doing this.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a drive, well hit to left. Soto is back. This baby's gone. Rajay Davis with a three-run home run in his first plate appearance as a New York Met. It's a six-run bottom of the eighth inning, and it is New York 6, Washington 1. Welcome to the Mets, Rajay Davis.
Howie Rose called it last year right here on WCBS. Well worth the $240 trip in an Uber from Pennsylvania to Citi Field. Davis talked about striking up a friendship with his driver, Jason. I know it's a small detail, but we won't be getting a story like that if there's baseball in 2020. Brad Heller, WCBS News Radio 880.
You have a good memory, Brad, and thanks for sharing it. It sounded so good to hear that call. It's the WCBS Morning News Roundup, sponsored by Dell Small Business. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors offer advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors. Call an advisor, 877-BY-DELL. Ah, the weekend's upon us. It's the Morning News Roundup. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. Good to have you along with us. We mentioned how so many local town beaches plan to enforce a residents-only rule. Well, one of our three things to know is state parks are still open to all, with Governor Cuomo saying get there early.
50% capacity. Those beaches may reach capacity at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning.
The second thing to know, with the schools closed, staffers are being put to another use this weekend.
There are about 5,000 school safety agents that will be deployed throughout the city in over 100 parks, and their sole purpose will be to hand out masks as well as educating.
NYPD Assistant Chief Juanita Holmes. And third thing to know, as of this morning, right now, the iconic Jersey Shore beaches are all open for the first time since the shutdown. Water fountains and picnic areas are closed, and Governor Murphy says towns must impose non-discriminatory capacity restrictions. We know that pets can get COVID now, and that raises a lot of questions, which our Pat Farnak put to the CEO of the pet insurance provider PetPlan, Peter Guajardo.
If your pet needs to see a vet during this pandemic, what should you do?
Look, if you are sick with COVID-19 or if your pet becomes sick, what the CDC is saying is do not take your pet to the vet clinic yourself. You're supposed to call the vet, let he or she know that you have been sick or your pet is sick. Some vets may offer a telemedicine consultation, which we cover as well, or they'll develop some sort of alternative plan to help you and your pet.
What are you hearing about pets getting the virus?
I think it changes all the time. When this first happened in middle of March, when it really started to become prevalent, they were saying that it was highly unlikely that pets could become infected. Then it was, well, cats are more likely to get it than dogs. And now we're seeing the dogs can become infected as well. However, fortunately, it seems like, at least to date, and things could change, but it seems like if a pet does get it, the symptoms are very, very mild and the pet do recuperate.
If you have COVID, though, what is the advice that you're given to not hang out with your pet? It would be better if you gave your pet to somebody else to watch while you recovered from the illness?
You're absolutely right, Pat. You should restrict contact with your pets and with other animals just like you would around other people. That is what the CDC is recommending. When possible, have another member of your household care for your pet while you're sick. Avoid contact with your pet, including petting, snuggling, kissing, anything like that, sharing food or bedding. And if you must care for your pet or be around animals while you're sick, really try to wear a cloth face covering and wash your hands before and after you interact with your pet.
Pet Plan CEO Paul Gallardo also stresses the importance of naming a pet guardian. If you're sick, somebody has to make decisions.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
By the way, Pat Farnock heard her five most favorite words in that interview. Quote, "You are absolutely right, Pat."
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.